Prime Minister Tony Abbott has cut loose another signature policy.
I support better paid parental leave, but I accept that this is not the right time for that policy.
Instead of the paid parental leave scheme, the PM wants to introduce what he calls a families package. But the details of how it will work are scant, as is the salient point: who will pay for it? The PPL was to be funded by a 1.5% levy on big business. The mining industry is worried that may be the case again. Scott Barklem, Director of Policy with lobby group AMMA.
The idea of a paid parental leave levy was above and beyond existing company taxes, and indeed it was substituted for a cut in company taxes for by far the majority of Australian companies, bar the largest ones. Corporate Australia makes a significant contribution to our tax base, as it should. What is under discussion in this area of policy is whether there should be an additional tax above existing corporate tax levels to fund what should be a whole of community responsibility. And it shouldn't be funded that way. It should be funded by general taxation shared by both individuals and corporate Australia.
Scott Barklem says the mining industry already funds its own family policies. It wants the federal government to guarantee it will drop plans to target companies with revenue of more than $500 million with the levy.
We are concerned that large companies with high taxable incomes are asked to subsidise what should be a community benefit, a contribution the community makes to family creation in Australia, and that some of the best performing and most innovative companies on work-family balance are being penalised and asked to pay twice.
Katie Jane Romaine worked in HR in the resources sector for decades. She now consults with business on reducing the equity pay gap between men and women.
Diversity used to be a buzzword, but the world has changed. And one of the keys to outperform, out-innovate and to win in business is to embrace diversity. And the organisations, like the mining organisations, that really get this and right now experiencing a competitive advantage.
Katie Jane Romaine believes mining has been a leader in the field of family-friendly policies, but she says they've had to be to attract and retain talent and skills.
The companies that are ahead of the game have been paying 18 weeks at full pay, no matter what a person earns in terms of their salary. And other companies are providing a very generous return to work incentives. And I think that the return to work incentives are far more important.
What would return to work incentives include?
So it could be a month's pay. If other companies provide leave entitlements, once the person actually returns to work, they will provide the leave entitlement as if they had been working that entire period. Some companies are providing superannuation payments as well, because super stops whilst people are on parental leave as well. And all of that assists with, you know, their financial future and also, you know, sends the message that we want you to come back.
Scott Barklem says it's not just miners that are concerned. They'll have to bear the burden of greater childcare costs.
The Productivity Commission and a wide range of community input has indicated that childcare is perhaps the principal concern of Australian families, and we look forward to a revised policy direction that can make a real difference on this issue for so many working people in the country. We, however, want future policy in this direction to proceed on the basis of community funding by the taxpayers across the tax base and not with a disproportionate load to be shouldered by big business.